This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. I had to tell you, I was kind of distracted. Because my insurance rate just dropped, and believe me, this is not an insurance ad. That's kind of a weird one to hear, especially living in Florida. Anyways, today's February the 5th of 2024, which is Friday for some. Yes, it is day 96 of the year and only 270 days left to go. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as things are rolling and bowling. Well, maybe they're bowling. I mean, I don't know. I never know really the answer to that one. So, anyways, rolling and bowling inside of your neck of the woods. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration and Radio Big has never been, one of those things that are kind of off-key, off-kilter, or anything along those lines. So there you go. Just a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to discuss, a lot of things to move forward with. No doubt about that. So anyways, how are you? How was your day? How was everything that was going on inside of the world of the multiverse? Because I always look at this and go, man, there's always a good time to do some things. There's always some time to do other things in I never know how to look at any of it. I just go, what's happening when nothing's happening? Oh, okay, maybe that's a totally different conversation to talk about. So there you go. So let's get into it. Today's Friday. So what does that mean? Freeform Friday means that we kind of talk a little bit about everything that's going on. So we bring in some of the news that we didn't cover. We cover some of the news that we haven't covered, and we cover some of the news that maybe we should have covered. Yeah, does that make all sense? Well, I hope it does. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is the quickest way to get you there, because that's what we do. You know, quickest way. Outside of that, there is the social media platforms where you can talk, but it's kind of one of those things that I take a look at post-event, not really during. But callinradio.com, video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging, my favorite. It's a double thumbs up kind of day when you get the text messaging going on right there, no doubt, of what's going on. So with that being said, what do you want to talk about? Oh, no, that's somebody else that says that. Maybe I shouldn't copy that trend or that particular format. So our show is about safety in the news and safety. We cover a little bit of everything because that's what needs to happen as things are going on. With it being Friday, we kind of go into a slew of things, of everything from here and there and over there and all that kind of fun stuff. So with that, here's the gig. I'm going to tell you real quick about what we're going to talk about throughout the show. So here's the trends of the ends of the ends.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the overnight, this is what was going on. Lyft extends an olive branch and new inflation numbers terrifying grocery shoppers. We'll talk about that. Kevin Bacon is going to go back to prom. For some reason, when I originally read that, I thought it said he was going back to porn. And I was like, what? I'm very confused. Joe Rogan bashes The View, and the NFL Network announces some big cuts coming their general direction. And another royal property opens to the public. So we'll have all of that information coming your general direction. So we have some people that want to give you stories about what is going on inside of the world. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll start going through this right now. So sit back, relax, and I'm going to give you the news because this is going to be important across the board.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's approved measures, it says, will increase the flow of aid into Gaza after pressure from the US. It's reopening the Erez crossing and allowing aid shipments bound for Gaza to be processed in the port of Ashdod. It follows criticism from the US, UK and others after seven aid workers were killed in Gaza earlier this week. Journalist Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says Israel is feeling increasingly isolated.
We've got our staunchest ally openly discussing changes to this relationship after 6 months of very hard headlines in the U.S. every time coming up and saying we stand behind our ally, we reaffirm our commitment. The feelings here is truly us against the world to the everyday people that they certainly have become isolated.
A 15-year-old boy is in intensive care in Paris after being beaten up after school by other children. French police have started an investigation into attempted murder following the attack, which took place after classes on Thursday. Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
The incident comes 3 days after a 14-year-old girl was left in a coma after being attacked by other teenagers outside her school in Montpellier. Three minors were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder of the girl, whose name is Samara, in the southern French city. Last year, a teacher was stabbed to death in his school in northern France, and in recent weeks, the head teacher at a school in eastern Paris quit after receiving death threats online following an altercation with a student. Ross Cullen, Paris.
British billionaire Joe Lewis, whose family trust owns Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, has avoided jail time after pleading guilty to insider trading. A judge in New York fined the 87-year-old $5 million and gave him 3 years probation. William Denslow reports from New York.
Joe Lewis was charged last summer by prosecutors who accused him of a brazen scheme to enrich friends and employees by sharing insider tips to help them make millions on the stock market. In January, he pleaded guilty to charges of securities fraud and conspiracy. The 87-year-old billionaire faced the prospect of up to 45 years in prison, but prosecutors called for leniency, citing his age and health. The judge said the crimes were without doubt serious, but ruled that his circumstances didn't warrant time behind bars. William Denslow, New York.
British MP William Ragg has apologised for giving personal numbers of parliamentarians to someone he met on a dating site. He says he was scared into sharing other MPs' details in the suspected so-called honey trap attempt. British scientists say they found a new cause behind much of the damage from asthma. King's College London researchers say being able to block that damage could then help stop asthma attacks before they happen. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, ending the week with a look at the situation on the ground in Gaza. After families of hostages seized by Hamas from Israel last October protested en masse at the Israeli parliament this week, demanding that Prime Minister Netanyahu do more to bring their loved ones home. Our update comes from Belle True, chief international correspondent for the British newspaper The Independent. She says the current status of the hostages is a mystery.
We just don't know. In fact, I was speaking to some negotiators who have been trying to work on the ceasefire deals, who are in touch with the Hamas side. Hamas doesn't even know where all the hostages are. There is deep concerns. Gaza is under extremely heavy bombardment, but it's also under a siege. There is famine-like or famine conditions taking place right now. The families of the hostages, you know, are worried that their loved ones are suffering from that as well. So there is deep concern that unless there is a ceasefire right now and a full deal, that there will be no hostages to bring back. And from the Palestinian civilian side, I was just speaking to, you know, top UN officials yesterday who've been in Gaza. They said that they went into wards where there were children that were just paper thin. That's the word that was used. In urgent need of all the aid that's possible and a huge humanitarian response.
On Thursday, President Biden told the Israeli leader to empower his negotiators to conclude hostage negotiations with Hamas as one of several steps he insists Israel now takes in return for continuing US support over Gaza. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's approved measures it says will increase the flow of aid into Gaza after pressure from the US. A 15-year-old boy is in intensive care in Paris after being beaten up after school by other children. British billionaire Joe Lewis has avoided jail time after pleading guilty to insider trading. And UK MP William Rags apologised for giving personal numbers of other parliamentarians to someone he met on a dating site. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Magical indeed it may be, depending on how you want to look at the situation. That is for sure. Anyway, so let's get back into it. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Take my lovely offering here just right there for you. So there you go. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. A blockbuster heist has been baffled law enforcement in Los Angeles after thieves made off with about $30 million in cash from a money storage facility on Easter Sunday. Businesses that handle cash park their vehicles and the physical notes in what they're supposed to be a secured facility. So far, authorities have tracked the actual break-in through a roof, but can't figure out how the robbers didn't get triggered the alarm system. Then, keeping with the Hollywood theme, the crew apparently smashed through an exterior wall to make the getaway. Aerial footage shows that plywood covering the hole on the side of the building. Sources inside of the inside of the investigation of the LA Times say that the building itself is nondescript and the general public likely didn't know that what happened inside. One expert tells the paper that the FBI is likely looking for other similar heists around the globe to determine that who might be behind this and is getting away with some much cash without triggering an alarm is likely the work of very experienced crew. This is according to the LA Times and ABC7. And also, just taking a wild guess here, if you were able to not trigger everything and kind of knew how to do the whole thing, because we're going with a Hollywood theme. Sounds like some insider business, if you know what I'm saying. No, seriously, think about it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Mwah, trying to be entertaining? I don't know. Okay, anyways, the Wall Street Journal analyzes the grocery store food costs. It shows that the same basket of basic items, things such as chicken, bananas, bread, soap, and eggs, is up 36% since 2019. Intentionally made the math simple too. Using 2019 grocery data, reporters created a grocery order including these similar staples that cost almost exactly $100. Today, that exact order cost about $136.89. Also worth noting, the analyst doesn't account for shrinkflation, either paying the same or more for less products that comes in the same packaging. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So, I mean, I think we all know that there's this weird pinch when it comes to money aspects as of late. It's not like this is some big surprise that we go, oh, yeah, that's going down. No, it's going down. in regards of everything that's happening. So maybe that's some things to think about as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. The University of Connecticut is being proactive as both men and women basketball teams are playing in the weekend Final Four ahead of the tournament. UConn officials have removed all light poles from campus to avoid repeat of last year's chaos following the team's big win. For those unfamiliar, after the men's team won last year, fans took to the streets where several light bulbs were torn down and tossed into nearby buildings. The chaos resulted in 39 arrests, 25 which were UConn students. The number 3-seeded women's team plays the number 1-seed Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, while the number 1-seeded men's team takes on the number 4-seed Alabama tomorrow. Should both teams go all the way, it will be the men's 6th and the women's 12th NCAA championship. This is according to the New York Post. So, let's take the light bulbs down to make sure that nobody tosses them into the building. Yeah, sounds like a good one to me, if you know what I'm saying there. So there you go. Anyways, follow up to a previous story that we're talking about. Lyft has extended an olive branch to the Minneapolis City Council with just weeks until the new minimum wage ordinance for rideshare drivers goes into effect to start of May. Lyft and Uber have both publicly said that they will suspend service in the city once the new rules goes into effect. Now Lyft says that it will continue operations in the city until the city council agrees to the minimum pay requirements originally proposed by Minnesota Department of Labor that is less than the new rules would enforce. The city council says they will reopen the discussion to the ordinance when it meets on April the 11th. This is according to WCCO. So there you go. Some stuff right there. Man, I was just thinking about that. I actually just booked a trip to Minnesota yesterday. I guess another car service provider will have to be what we go with there. Long story. Sounds more of like a personal issue than anything else. Anyways, locals near the lake in Las Vegas in Nevada spotted a wild goose waddling along the shoreline with an arrow through its body. Yeah, I just said an arrow through its body. No word where the bird came from. Now it was and how it was shot or why it would only survive but continue to live. Local animal control authorities say that they approached the goose earlier in the week to attempt to provide care, but it couldn't get their hands on the animal. It's been missing in action since then. This is according to Fox 5 Vegas. So there you go. Some interesting stuff there for sure. Anyways, football player Mike Collin has died. He passed away on Wednesday, according to a statement from his alma mater in Auburn University. No cause of death was shared. Collin, nicknamed Captain Crunch, played linebacker for the undefeated 1972 Miami Dolphins Super Bowl team. Yeah, there is a Super Bowl team that went on to, or a team that went through the whole year without losing a single football game, just in case. That was the 1972 Miami Dolphins. He was 76 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Also, Adrian Schiller has died. He passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday. No further details were shared. Schiller is known for his roles as British historian dramas Victoria and The Last Kingdom. He was 60 at the time of his passing. So just for information purposes. So there you go. Some info right there. Should we talk about some baby news because we're all over the place? Sure, let's not. Let's do. Julia Stiles and her husband, actor Preston Cook, quietly welcomed baby number 3 last year. I don't know. Why are we getting to this now? Like, seriously, because it was quietly? She dropped the news during a recent interview saying that the child is now 5 months old. No word on the name or sex. Stiles and Cooks have been parents to sons 6-year-old Strummer and 2-year-old Arlo. Strummer? I mean, I guess that's different. I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar with Strummer. I mean, that's a name. So there you go. So a lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff that is happening inside of the multiverse. The Dow lost about 530 points to close at 38,596 on Thursday. The S&P lost about 64 points to close at 5,147, and the NASDAQ lost about 228 points to close at 16,049. West Texas Intermediate closed at $86 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $90 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.59 on Thursday, and Bitcoin snapped back on Thursday, up over 3%, trading just north of $68,200. There was more than 4,000 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, with about 475 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $67 million jackpot or $31 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $1.23 billion jackpot or a $595 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's an opportunity to do so. So there you go. So earlier I had messed stuff up and I said, hey, listen, it sounded like here for a moment that we were talking about Kevin Bacon. And I said that he was going back to prom. But I said that when I originally read it, I thought it had said that he was going back to porn, which number one, I never knew he was in one. But number two, that's not what it said. It did say prom. So let's talk about this. So take a listen. We're going to go slow because, you know, porn and prom, too close. Kevin Bacon will return to Utah's Peyton High School to celebrate the student's final prom. Many may recognize the name of the school that was featured in the 1984 flick Footloose. For the past 2 years, students have been campaigning to get Bacon to visit, showing off their own moves of the famous dance from his film. This past Monday, they received a video message from the actor saying, I'm gonna come. I gotta come. Peyton High School is set set for April the 20th. It will be the final major event held before it gets demolished at the end of the school year. This is according to NBC News. So if you're not familiar with this, it's the older movie that did come out many, many, many years ago, 1984, as you can hear. But I would almost argue that is the movie that made Kevin Bacon. Like, that is the one that helped really put him on the map. And, you know, everything has really went well for him since then. But that would be the movie that, if you go, what's the first movie you remember him in that was pretty big? That would be, especially with him being in the starring row, just so you know. So let's continue talking about some other things. Let's talk real quick about some KISS stuff. And that's KISS, not KISS FM, but just KISS. But KISS sold their entire music catalog and likeness to Pop House Entertainment for $300 million. Pop House is the same company that the band has already set to do a full digital avatar residency with, so the decision was really a no-brainer, according to Variety. $300 million for your likeness. Now, listen, I don't know who was ever the person that handled all the marketing for KISS, but geez, was this person a genius in regards to some of the stuff that they did. I mean, I can't tell you a lot of marketing that I can think of where you have KISS makeup that goes all the way down to, KISS caskets. Yeah, if you're a big fan of KISS and you want to show people on the way out that you are a huge fan, well, that's one way to do it, I guess, if you really want to.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this real quick. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't have his Olympic gold medal from the 1996 because he threw it out the car window while driving on a highway near Atlanta. Sharing the story with the big podcast with Shaq, the former baller said that he was so frustrated after only playing in the last 2 minutes of the final game that after the ceremony, he drove home in his uniform and threw the goddamn medal out the window on I-75. That's his wording, not mine. Shaq played alongside Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, John Stockton, and David Robinson in the 1996 game. It was his only time playing in the Olympics. This is according to People Magazine. So there you go. I'm going to talk about this because I've been kind of impressed with this guy. We're going to talk about this. Do you know who Alan Richardson is? Alan Richardson? Well, he's opening up about his dark path. And just in case, he plays Reacher on the Amazon series. And if you have not seen this, this dude is huge. I mean, huge, like super muscular in regards on the way that he looks. He looks like he's built like a tank and not a small tank. I'm talking about like a full-blown tank. But let me tell you this. And in an interview that he does in a wide-ranging interview with the Hollywood Reporter, Richardson said how in 2019 he attempted to take his own life in the attic of his Encino, California home until vision of his three children stopped him. It was shortly after the attempt that he sought help and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And a few years later, at the age of 40, he was diagnosed with ADHD also. His suicide attempt came after years of sexual assault that followed him from the modeling industry into the acting world and broke him, he explained. Now starring in Jack Reacher, Richardson says that his focus is on what matters the most: faith, family, mental health, and business practices. This all came via THR. THR. So there you go. Also, at the very beginning, I told you about some stuff about Joe Rogan not being too excited about The View. So let's talk about this. Author of the CNN analyst Cole Hughes sat down with Joe Rogan this week to discuss the recent interview on The View, or as Rogan calls it, rabies infested hen house. During his appearance, Hughes was confronted by the co-host Sonny Hostin, who accused him of being a charlatan and a pawn for his views of race relationships, calling out the book The End of Race Politics: Arguments for the Colorblind Blind. So the colorblind America. So there you go. In the book, Hughes argues that to help solve racial inequality, Americans should treat people without regards to race, but on social economics, which Hostin says is a fundamental flaw and something that the right has co-opted. Worth noting, Hughes is a two-time Democrat voting independent, not a conservative. Hughes told Rogan that prior to being on The View, he didn't know who Sonny Hostin was and wasn't expecting her ambush at all. As for how his message went over with the audience, Hughes simply said, if anything, The View audience is really who needs to hear the message the most. This is according to what was said inside of the New York Post. So there you go. A lot of interesting stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the hour, and it is Freeform Friday. So as we're talking a little bit about everything, if you've been here before, we're going back to it.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's approved measures, it says, will increase the flow of aid into Gaza after pressure from the US. It's reopening the Erez crossing and allowing aid shipments bound for Gaza to be processed in the port of Ashdod. It follows criticism from the US, UK and others after seven aid workers were killed in Gaza earlier this week. Journalist Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says Israel is feeling increasingly isolated.
We've got our staunchest ally openly discussing changes to this relationship after 6 months of very hard headlines in the U.S. every time coming up and saying we stand behind our ally, we reaffirm our commitment. The feelings here is truly us against the world to the everyday people that they certainly have become isolated.
A 15-year-old boy is in intensive care in Paris after being beaten up after school by other children. French police have started an investigation into attempted murder following the attack, which took place after classes on Thursday. Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
The incident comes 3 days after a 14-year-old girl was left in a coma after being attacked by other teenagers outside her school in Montpellier. Three minors were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder of the girl, whose name is Samara, in the southern French city. Last year, a teacher was stabbed to death in his school in northern France, and in recent weeks, the head teacher at a school in eastern Paris quit after receiving death threats online following an altercation with a student. Ross Cullen, Paris.
British billionaire Joe Lewis, whose family trust owns Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, has avoided jail time after pleading guilty to insider trading. A judge in New York fined the 87-year-old $5 million and gave him 3 years probation. William Denslow reports from New York.
Joe Lewis was charged last summer by prosecutors who accused him of a brazen scheme to enrich friends and employees by sharing insider tips to help them make millions on the stock market. In January, he pleaded guilty to charges of securities fraud and conspiracy. The 87-year-old billionaire faced the prospect of up to 45 years in prison, but prosecutors called for leniency, citing his age and health. The judge said the crimes were without doubt serious, but ruled that his circumstances didn't warrant time behind bars. William Denslow, New York.
British MP William Ragg has apologised for giving personal numbers of parliamentarians to someone he met on a dating site. He says he was scared into sharing other MPs' details in the suspected so-called honey trap attempt. British scientists say they found a new cause behind much of the damage from asthma. King's College London researchers say being able to block that damage could then help stop asthma attacks before they happen. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, ending the week with a look at the situation on the ground in Gaza. After families of hostages seized by Hamas from Israel last October protested en masse at the Israeli parliament this week, demanding that Prime Minister Netanyahu do more to bring their loved ones home. Our update comes from Belle True, chief international correspondent for the British newspaper The Independent. She says the current status of the hostages is a mystery.
We just don't know. In fact, I was speaking to some negotiators who have been trying to work on the ceasefire deals, who are in touch with the Hamas side. Hamas doesn't even know where all the hostages are. There is deep concerns. Gaza is under extremely heavy bombardment, but it's also under a siege. There is famine-like or famine conditions taking place right now. The families of the hostages, you know, are worried that their loved ones are suffering from that as well. So there is deep concern that unless there is a ceasefire right now and a full deal, that there will be no hostages to bring back. And from the Palestinian civilian side, I was just speaking to, you know, top UN officials yesterday who've been in Gaza. They said that they went into wards where there were children that were just paper thin. That's the word that was used. In urgent need of all the aid that's possible and a huge humanitarian response.
On Thursday, President Biden told the Israeli leader to empower his negotiators to conclude hostage negotiations with Hamas as one of several steps he insists Israel now takes in return for continuing US support over Gaza. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's approved measures it says will increase the flow of aid into Gaza after pressure from the US. A 15-year-old boy is in intensive care in Paris after being beaten up after school by other children. British billionaire Joe Lewis has avoided jail time after pleading guilty to insider trading. And UK MP William Rags apologised for giving personal numbers of other parliamentarians to someone he met on a dating site. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Green to discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Green stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
My chance for me to win it, yeah.
little Rated R Safety Show. Listen to that. Listen to that stuff right there. Every time I catch it, I don't have to make it happen. Yeah, this song's called More by Ryan Pruder. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yeah, you should give it a little screamer emer action. Oh, listen to that. Yeah, all I need is more. There you go. How can that not put you in a good mood? Okay. So, there you go. I mean, I hope you're having a good time on this Friday morning. I'm having a good time. I know that at the top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big. You're more than welcome to join me at radiobig.fm or a little, you know, one of the different streamer apps if you want to do that. Anyway, special edition of the Safety FM Mini today. We'll talk about some of that stuff as we get over there. That will drop at noon Eastern time. In case you're wondering, on your favorite podcatcher, that's when it comes out. We'll talk about some stuff going on real quick. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for Ryan Pruder for allowing us to play this year on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's get back into it. Let's get back into the world of the weird, not the weird world, the world of the weird. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friend to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And to write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. To write love on her arms. TWLOHA.com. No, like seriously, that will get everything. That will get the move and the groove and everything that should be going on inside of the world. So there you go. So with that being said, once you get there, go all the way to your far right-hand side. You're going to see some information once you get there. Click on where it says find help. There'll be stuff about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. That's at To Write Love on Her Arms. Click on the section that says find help. Listen, TWLOHA.com. There you go. Some information directly for you about what is going on inside of the world. Let's talk real quick about some things that are going on today. Today's Friday. Yes, Friday. So what does that mean? If you are into getting into the box office, today is your day to do so. So new movies coming out today. The first Omen. It's a rated R horror movie. A young American woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church, but encounters the darkness that causes her to question her faith and uncovers a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of evil incarnate. That's rated R. Comes out today. Also, Monkey Man is a rated R movie. It's an action thriller. An anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murder his mother and systemically victimize the poor and powerless. That's actually coming out. That comes out today, just so you know. Oh, also, before I forget, already, barely mentioned, tickets are already moving. Here you go. Boom. Conklin Conference 3 presented by Safety FM will be taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Just so you know, September the 10th through the 12th of 2024. Just in case if you're listening to this at a later date, just in case. To find out more information, safetyfm.io. Conklin Conference 3 will talk about the world of human an organizational performance, just so you know what it's about. Well, we'll have the array of characters for you to come out, hang out with, and talk to as we are hanging out in the picturesque Santa Fe, New Mexico. So there you go. More information, safetyfm.io. So there you go. Yep, a lot of stuff going on. September the 10th through the 12th. Yeah, isn't that interesting? I'm already having to talk about stuff that's going on in September because that's the way that the world works here. So there you go. Anyways, let's get into some other stuff because there's always a plethora of things to talk about. So where do we want to go? Do we want to go into... let's go into some bourbon. No. Let's do the bonbon one instead. Okay, so great news if you're a chocolate lover and really... Who isn't a chocolate lover? It has been found by scientists that the sweet treat is good for the health in more than one way. A study from the university in China says that the chemical found in chocolate called berberine has many benefits for the body and the brain. The chemical, which originates in cocoa beans, can help you lose weight by breaking down brown fats. What the hell's brown fats? In addition, the anti-inflammatory high antioxidants can protect the brain from Alzheimer's. The scientists also say berberine can counter the impact of high cholesterol levels on memory and cognitive functions and fight against depression. Judging by their performance on Easter Sunday, my kids are going to live forever. And brilliantly, and judging by the past part, very, very happily. So just so you know. And thanks for telling us this now, right after the price skyrocketed, because, you know, I would have wanted to know this ahead of time. You know, not after the fact, but I guess that's just kind of the way that things go. Let me tell you one more real quick. Let's talk about some happy places. What is your happy place? It turns out that for most of us, our favorite place to be, and according to a new poll, for 93% of adults, is that place is considered outdoors. The survey of 2,000 adults in the UK found that Gen Z, their happy place is watching a sunset, while older generations are most content walking along the beach, strolling the countryside, or sitting in the yard. Millennials said that they are happiest, cuddling with their kids or relaxing in the yard. I, too, consider outdoors my happy place and will be for 3 more weeks when the bugs take over. And I can't get back to the natural habitat of the couch watching the playoffs. So there you go. My happy place is outdoors, too. An outdoor bar, that is. Okay, maybe that's not true. My happy place, well, I sometimes think that it's just really going down the road on my bike. But that's just kind of what I do now, because I've become a weirdo. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Nathan. Vincent Van Gogh said, "I would rather die of passion than of boredom." Vincent Van Gogh is a super famous painter today, but in his day, the late 1800s, he was not quite as popular. He created over 2,000 works of art, including over 860 oil paintings. Most of those in his final 2 years before he took his own life at age 37. And that was shortly after he cut off his own ear. His last words were, "The sadness will last forever." He died penniless and destitute, believing himself to be an artistic failure. About 100 years after he took his life, one of his paintings sold for $83 million, the equivalent of $180 million today.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. In the decades I've been privileged to serve in ministry, I've been blessed to serve with some incredible people. I owe every one of them a debt of love that I'll never be able to pay. At the top of my list are John and Evelyn. They served nearly 30 years with me, and their faithful prayers, their diligent service, and their absolute loyalty strengthen and sustain me. I do not exaggerate when I say I believe they would have laid down their lives for me. Take a moment to remember those who have poured their lives into you. Now write them a note. telling them how much they mean to you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all those whose love and loyalty has sustained us. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show, hanging out here 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1994, Nirvana frontman dies from a self-inflicted gunshot wound fueled by a drug overdose. Some conjecture says that his wife Courtney Love engineered his murder, but Cobain notoriously struggled with addiction. That happened back in 1994. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Dominic Mysterio turns 27, Hunter March turns 33, Lily James 35, Charlotte Flair turns 38, Haley Atwell turns 42, Zach Baggins 47, Sterling K. Brown turns 48. Juicy J turns 49. Pharrell Williams turns 51. Paula Cole turns 56. And let's see, Agnea Faltas turns 74 today, just in case if you were looking. Also, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I always have some of those for you. It's Gold Star Spouses Day, International Day of Consciousness, National Flash Drive Day, National Caramel Day, National First Contact Day, National Deep Dish Pizza Day, Walk to Work Day. I think I did that this morning. It seemed like a walk. National Read a Roadmap Day, Hospital Admitting Clerk Day, National Go for Broke Day, and Poet in a Cupcake Day. Poet in a Cupcake Day. Now I'm intrigued by what that exactly means, but there you go. Anyways, I always think it's kind of funny when, you know, you're always looking for the closest parking spot. And today it kind of felt like one of those days. The ones that kind of make me think the most about is the people that want to park super close when they get to the gym. And then they kind of get frustrated that they're not parked close when they went to the gym. No, you get it? Okay, anyways, so there you go. If you need a random joke for today, here you go. I'm at the point in my life where I can clean my house to the music I used to get drunk to. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is your favorite or oldest place to take a nap? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a survey, this is the thing that adults miss about being a kid. What is it? Not having to pay for things. Yeah, that's legitimately an answer for some. So there you go. Anyways, top of the hour, RadioBig.FM. If you want to come and hang out, I'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment over the next couple hours or so as we get to play some very cool hand-curated music right there. Also, on the other side, if you stay here on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Some options for you if you're looking for that. So there you go. Anyways, that's it. That's going to sum it up for us. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Happiness is nothing more than good health and a bad memory. Think about that for a moment. Happiness is nothing more than good health and a bad memory. Something to think about real quick. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make any sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya. Mean it. And goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.